This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Yeah, some lo-fi vibes from Porches, a new one called Backtree School, right here on the Pulse Show that brings you the latest in the musical and fresh new music. Daryl and Hanif with you this evening. And our first story of the day is going to be on how people are using music lessons and music classes to improve motor skills. This is off the back of the news that schools in Malaysia have reopened on October the 3rd in several states with a 50% capacity. Education Minister Radzi Jidin said that the reopening will involve only states that were already under the third and fourth phases of the country's COVID-19 exit plan. In other words, a national recovery plan.
Yeah, despite the reopening, I think it was met with mixed reactions from parents, some expressing relief over the decision, while others were like a bit more concerned with the present COVID-19 situation.
Yeah, it's warranted concern for sure, but it's definitely great news for the education sector, regardless of which side you're on. About 18 or so months away from the classroom, away from your teachers, physically void of any physical activity, I'm sure there'll be a noticeable decrease in the children's fine motor skills.
Yeah, and one example of motor skill that we can, I guess, talk about is perhaps, handwriting, right? With the majority of last year's lessons delivered digitally, the decline of the fine motor skills of, I guess, picking up, moving, and manipulating an object in your hand. In this case, a pen or pencil, especially for younger, kids, right?
Yeah, something pre-pandemic that was almost second nature, right? Muscle memory to us, how to write properly and stuff like that. So in June 2021, there was a survey done in the US where they interviewed and surveyed primary school teachers, asking whether the pandemic disruption had a negative effect on the pupils' good writing habits.
83% agreed with the statement. However, over half reported that there had been no catch-up system put in place for the students who were now, I guess, struggling with their fine motor skills. This is an unfortunate knockback of that, it has also meant that muscle memory has been impacted.
That's right. Well, someone has the answer, and the answer is practical music lessons. A research paper titled "Does Music Instruction Improve Fine Motor Abilities?" found that a significant improvement in fine motor skills in children who receive 2 years of piano lessons.
Yeah, the study conducted that music lessons provide immense opportunities to evaluate fine-tune and time motor responses in children. Constant feedback during musical practice is the key to refine the motor skills in kids, according to the study.
Music lessons like playing instruments and finger play can develop the most crucial motor skills in even the very young kids. How, you might ask? Well, and if take for example the piano, right? Placing the smallest part of a kid's body or the finger on a relatively small piano key, they are then told to move their finger in a very specific way, in a very specific place. You have to do it for each finger and each hand.
Yeah, as adults, I guess we can easily take these things for granted, right? And but sometimes, you have to remember that these skills can be quite complex, right? Especially for children.
For sure, yeah. But will music and can music at the end of the day be the simplest and I'll put even fun and most obvious solution on this? On the line with us, we have our resident music therapist, Dr. Indra Selvaraja from UPM. Welcome back to the program, Doctor. Generally speaking, how does music lessons and music skills help improve muscle memory and motor skills, especially with children? Like, can music lessons help with handwriting, for example?
Well, musical engagement relies on the development of fine motor and gross motor movement. And what that means is we have the larger movements of the arms, of the hands. And with fine motor, of course, you're talking about finger work, all that precision work that we have to do using our fingers to run up and down an instrument, for example. So that enables music performance and musical engagement to strengthen children's memory skills, because not only are we simultaneously playing and trying to recall the music that we play, but we are also reinforcing and also repeating many of the movements over and over again. So that actually helps to reinforce both the oral and muscular memory at the same time.
So if a child has weak motor skills or poor coordination, are there any recommendations of what type of musical instrument may work for him or her?
Well, one of the things that has happened to all our kids, including my own child, is they've been using gadgets a lot because they have to rely on them for online learning. And so their movements have become very, very restricted. And they are also in danger of developing repetitive stress injuries, the kind of muscular injuries that, if you're not careful, can lead to things like carpal tunnel, can lead to all kinds of other problems with musculature, especially with their hands and the arms. So we want to totally avoid that. So what I would recommend is using small percussion instruments are great because they are lightweight. They have so many different textures and sounds and dimensions. You're talking about shakers, you're talking about things like tambourines, triangles. And if you just visualize for a moment, each of these instruments require a different way of handling, of manipulating the instrument and producing sound. Mm. So this actually widens the opportunities for children to actually practice their movements while actually increasing the strength and the muscular control. On the other hand, you can also use a piano or a keyboard that may be less arduous when starting out compared to instruments like violin or cello that require more of a physical hold. Mm. But depending on the age of the child, we also have to take into account very young children will tend to be restless. And so they require more musical play, more movement to support their developmental needs and to prevent them from getting bored. So I would go for variety. I would go for the kind of instrumental play and music and movement activities that would naturally appeal to children. At the same time, there are actually methods out there like the Kodai method, for example, okay, that have been developed with the child's developmental needs in mind. And I would consider going for the kind of musicianship classes, the kind of music and movement opportunities that are out there. We have lots of options in KL right now, actually, and even in other parts of Malaysia, things like kinder music, even I mentioned just now Kodai, and there are many, many music schools that are now using more developmentally appropriate methods for teaching music to children. So that is actually a good way to start. It's an easy one-stop option for parents, simply because for many of those methods, they will already incorporate many of these instruments to allow children to manipulate and to play with. So you're giving them the full range of benefits of music, but at a level that actually suits children's natural abilities.
Got you. With a majority of music lessons over the last year and a half running digitally, is it right to assume that kids are out of practice when it comes to fine motor skills, like Dr. Tick, handwriting and picking up a pencil, for example, picking it up, moving it and manipulating an object in your hand?
Oh, honestly speaking, I think even we adults suffer from that because we're typing so much on the computer. I find my handwriting has become really bad over the course of the MCO. And absolutely, because we have been using very restricted movements for purposes of, you know, operating our digital gadgets. So one thing that I would really, really suggest is to give children a variety of different kinds of activities. So whether it's playing instruments, whether it's moving to music, dancing, or even, you know, painting, just the fact that you have to use your wrists in a different way. Mm. All these are additional ways that we can actually help to enhance our fine motor skills as much as also practice our gross motor movements and not to forget physical exercise. I think all of us, including myself, are really lacking exercise. And so sometimes, you know, being able to go out to the park, now that we have less restrictions and we are actually able to go out, I would actually encourage, you know, for a variety of different leisure activities. So playing music, but also moving to music in ways that enable us to use the whole body. So I am a very big advocate for exercising with music, getting kids to actually practice a wider range of movements using a variety of activities.
Got you. So things like Zumba, for example, right?
Oh, absolutely. I used to take my daughter when she was much younger with me for water Zumba. There was a time they used to have water Zumba in Celebrity Fitness, and I used to go there on a Friday evening, and she was small enough that I could carry her and do the water Zumba at the same time. And it was so much fun, but it was also a way to get her to exercise along. But you are spot on in saying Zumba is excellent. But there's also now things like yoga, Pilates. Now, some of these gyms use music as well. So you have to be discerning in terms of, you know, to what extent does the inclusion of music help with the movement and the exercise? But that's often a very, very good combination.
Yeah, on that point, Doctor, what advantage does having music skills have over, say, something like sports when it comes to motor skills and muscle memory, if any?
Well, I would say that there's a very, very strong element of oral memory with music, because you're not just moving your muscles and making movements in order to produce the sounds, but you're actually engaging your oral memory because you have to remember and recall the tunes. And part of that involves also using your emotions and your expression, because we are producing music that's meant to be aesthetic, that's meant to enhance our mood, change the way we feel according to the context of the song. So all those are added dimensions that are less evident with sports. At the same time, of course, we also have something called audiation in music, which is really important. And that's the ability to imagine the sound in your head without the actual presence of that instrument or that tone being produced, let's say through singing. So you're purely trying to recall and recreate the sound in your head. And that has a very, very strong link with the development of our imagination.
Right. Doctor, is it true that since school kids are the stage of a life where I guess their brains are developing so rapidly that that is the best time to use music lessons to develop their motor skills? And, you know, why can't the same effect happen with adults?
So obviously with young kids, they are going through a period of accelerated growth. So everything is rapidly advancing. And so if you attach music learning during that period of life where everything is blossoming, everything is starting to become established in terms of their physical, emotional, mental, functional abilities, then you are capitalizing on it by attaching music learning to that rapid development. On the other hand, I have to say, there are many, many older adults who take up music at a much later age. In fact, in UPM, one of the work that we do is with senior citizens who have retired, and they have actually gone on not just to learn musical skills. They play the ukulele, they sing, they are able to perform in gamelan ensembles, they play guitar, but they also go on to take exams, theory exams at age 65. And they have no problems managing. So I think the sky is the limit. It's all about interest and motivation. But what I do find, a lot of older adults are interested in learning music because they want to preserve memory. And they are afraid of becoming, you know, forgetful. And they know, and they might have heard, that music is one of the ways to preserve and to improve your memory. So they're actually very intentional, and it's definitely something that works for them.
Speaking of that, apart from improving and refining motor skills, can music education have a similar effect on academic performance as well?
Absolutely. There are so many examples from research that talks about how music, because it's fun, it helps to boost engagement and motivation. It actually helps to create a more positive learning environment. On the other hand, it also enhances the memory and recall of academic knowledge. I mean, how many of us, even up till now, when we are thinking about the alphabet sequence, we actually end up repeating the alphabet song in our head.
Sing the song, yeah.
It's a mnemonic. Absolutely. And it's something that you learn when, you know, you go to kindergartner. But even until now, you find that that recall through music actually stays with you far longer. And the same goes with using music to solidify your academic learning through experiential learning. Because so much of what you have to do when you're involved in music involves the mind, the body, the emotions all at once. So it's a much stronger integration of the learning.
Finally, Doctor, should music lessons be mandatory at public schools, as we've learned the benefits go beyond musical knowledge and skills?
Well, to be fair, you're asking someone who is naturally biased in favor of music. But, you know, jesting aside, there's a lot of science that shows music is a process that not only uses our academic skills, but also enhances imagination, creativity, and ingenuity. And when schools are forced to cut budgets, you know, unfortunately, music is one of the first departments to suffer. And this also means that students are missing out on many additional benefits of music education. What students often learn through music provide them with the building blocks for creative thinking, problem solving, and innovation. So music learning enhances listening skills, integrates both left and right brain functioning. It incorporates emotions and expression. It also enlarges our sense of empathy. So assimilating all these experiences into your classroom learning not only helps to enhance the STEM curriculum, it actually teaches kids to become more adaptable, more innovative, better able to think outside the box to find new solutions while having the capacity to feel and have compassion and kindness for others. So you are not only creating future human beings who are more creative and more prepared for the world, they are also kinder and more caring human beings who will be a lot more sensitive towards others as well as the environment.
Many thanks, Dr. Indra Selvaraja, music therapist at UPM. What do you guys think? Should music lessons and music classes be mandatory at public schools? And I'm not talking about the recorder type sessions. Proper music lessons. Let us know your thoughts. Tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Coming up in conjunction with Nirvana's Nevermind turning 30, we're going to pay tribute and talk to a veteran journalist who spoke to the band really early on. But before that, here's a tune from The Alchemist, Hanif.
Yeah, this is a tune from The Alchemist featuring Mavi. The title of the song is Miracle Baby. You're tuning into The Pulse right here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.